Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Georgia. Welcome, everybody. Thank y'all for tuning in right here, right now. You're listening to Zebra Live, and we're on Making8.com, bringing you all the play-by-play action right down here in Claxton, Georgia. Now, we were up in Statesville, North Carolina last night. Had a pretty jam-up bull ride. Got to tell you, there's a lot of young bulls down there. Some of the riders had a hard time. We saw some unexpected things, but you know what? That's the world of rodeo. And we've seen a lot of these guys that were there in Statesville last night are actually down here with us today. We actually brought in a few ourselves, so really looking forward to this tonight's deal. We've got some cowboys from Georgia. We got cowboys from North Carolina, Alabama, Florida. I'm telling you, the list just goes on. We got them from all over, and I'm going to tell you what, they've got some pretty good bulls down here themselves, so we look forward to seeing some really good matchups. We're going to talk about them here shortly. We're just about ready to get underway. They got the bulls loaded in the chutes. We're going to start things off with a little bit of bull riding. We are going to have some barrel racing here in just a little bit, so Radio Fans, want to let you all know, if you get a chance, get on the phone and let them know that we're going to be calling some barrel racing action here coming your way shortly. So until then, Rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. Get a grip with Zebra Live on Making8.com. We'll be right back.
Must have been born in that right space of time. Drifter still, Lord, I ain't got a dime. No worries or troubles, ain't nobody can be as happy as me, 'cause I'm a rodeo man. Rode all the tough ones, made some of the bitches. I broke some bones, I took under stitches. But there ain't nothing to it if you stick to my plan. Be prouder than hell to be a rodeo man. Someday I'll make it to the top of the world. I'll drive a Cadillac or have all kinds of girls. I'll be the envy of all the top hands. Thank God Almighty I'm a rodeo man. Polished in my Stetsons on tight, fixing to ride through that good buckle tonight. Yeah, my muscles are hardened and my face is tight and tan. Tonight I'll still be proud, I'm a rodeo man. I'm gonna make it to the top of the world. Warm up the Cadillac, won't you call up the girls. Tonight I'll join the very top hand. If thank God Almighty I'm a rodeo man. If thank God Almighty I'm a rodeo man.
Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin 8 is a winner.
Mama finds it hard to understand why her loving son wants to be a rodeo man. And your daddy had a whole lot of great big plans for you. You hate to disappoint him, but you got other things to do. Now your best girl thinks it's time you settle down. You finally graduated and she's ready for a wedding gown. But there's a great big world just waiting out there for you. And if she really loves you, she can wait another year or two. And nobody really knows how you feel inside. The road gets rough and the going gets tough, but you know you've got to try. Now your high school buddies say, man, you've gone insane. They're all working 9 to 5, you're footloose and fancy free. And nobody really knows how you feel inside. The road gets rough and the going gets tough, but you know you've got to try. And there ain't no way you're ever gonna change your mind. Don't everybody know a cowboy's got to ride.
Pop that sofa. Let's burn the roof. And then we'll do it again. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. And do it, and do it. Let's live it up and do it. And do it, and do it, do it, do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. Cause I got a feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. Good night, good night.
Hey!
Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey.
Let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like oh my God.
Like oh my God.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's get off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov.
Dying.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move
let's
it.
Take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof. And then we'll do it again. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it, let's live it up and do it, and do it, and do it, do it, do it, let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock,
rock, rock, rock, rock.
Easy come, easy go, now we on top,
top, top, top, top.
Feel the shot, body rock, rockin' don't stop,
stop, stop, stop, stop.
Round and round, up and down, around the clock,
rock, 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 rock.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get with us, you know what we say, say. Party every day, pop, 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 party every day. And I'm feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
This is Ross Hill, professional bullfighter, 2008 world champion, Muscle Shoals, Alabama. You're listening to Making8.com, so get a grip.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, we're live from Claxton, Georgia. Going to bring y'all a play-by-play action. Now, we've got our announcer down here bringing you all the introductions. He just brought in the bullfighters. We're talking about Ross Hill, and actually looking to get the name. The Frog, Jeremiah, they call him the Frog, is going to be down here helping Ross Hill tonight. One of the funny men down here, we saw him last night up in Statesville, North Carolina with Zebra, up at the Boyce and Tenny Knox's at the Rapper K. We're talking about Matt Merritt. Now, this guy is a funny man. He knows how to get it done. So we're going to look and see what he's got here tonight. Going to really entertain the crowd. And I got to tell you, we've got a pretty packed house here tonight. They're going to have two nights of this, too. We're going to be back here tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern time, bringing you all the play-by-play action. So we've got some barrel racing going on tonight. We got some bull riding going on tonight. And we are going to have a jam-up rodeo. Yeah, this is one of the best nights to have one. We're outdoors, clear skies. Little breezy, just enough to really make you feel comfortable down here, and we're loving it. We are ready for this rodeo. They're just now bringing in Matt Merritt, so we're going to take another short break. Rodeo fans, y'all get ready, get a grip. It's just about rodeo time in Claxton, Georgia.
There's a great American hero we all look up to. When the times are hard and chips are down, he knows just what to do. Now a cowboy's got a set of rules that he lives by day to day. If you ask for his advice, he'll more than likely.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back, super fans. We're down here. We're sliding right down here to the Bucking Chute. Now, coming out of Bucking Chute number 3 is going to be our first cowboy. We know this guy because he comes from Florida. He's a Zophel Springs cowboy. We've seen him quite a bit. We're talking about one of the guys that, you know, has run the SSPR, has run the state of Florida, one of the top-ranked guys to come out of there. Clay McIntyre is going to be the cowboy. He's going to be on a Bull Bay brand, 243 Spook. Now, this cowboy knows how to get the job done. He is a hand. We're looking right at it. The guy's cowboy buddies up there bringing him all the action. How you doing there tonight? We got some great fans down here bringing him all the action. So we're going to get them all pumped up. Fans are excited about it. They're walking by having a good time here tonight in Claxton, Georgia. All right, here we go. Claxton, Georgia is getting ready for some great bull riding action. Clay McIntyre is going to be our first cowboy. Zophel Springs, he's got his brother up there, Jake. We're going to see him a little bit later on. Now, Clay knows how to ride. He's got a good opportunity to start things off on a good note. I've got a bullet for him. We're going to see what he's got.
I can't keep up with this song. I'm a terrible.
All right.
I got that disease, dude. WBRDS. White boy rhythm deficiency syndrome. Every time I
clap,
it's like somebody.
All right, Matt's down there. We got our bulls. We got our gate men ready. Clay's got his wrap. Got his brother up there kind of talking to him. He's up on his rope now. All right, here we go, Clay. See what you got, cowboy. There he goes, out to the left now. Real fast, back around to the right. Oh, Clay's got himself a nice little seat on him. Oh, bull just kind of blew up. No. I'll tell you what, that was no effort for Clay Mack. That cowboy right there up out of the way. Bullfighter step in there, kind of helped get him out of there. Good job for Clay Mack. What a way to start things off down there at Claxton, Georgia. Our first cowboy's got his first qualified ride. Waiting on our two judges now to tally up. Now, each one's going to judge the bull 25 and the rider 25, giving each one a total of 50 points for a combined score, giving 100. We have not seen a 100-point bull ride, but I'll tell you what, this one here, Clay Mack, is probably going to be up there in the 80s, I would certainly expect. Bull kind of come out real hard to the left, cut back to the right, switched around back to the other side, and then shot across the arena. Now, that may have actually hurt the bull score there. We're going to wait and see what the judges have to say. Oh, 71 points, 71 for Clay Mack. Looks like they're going to give him an option.
Yeah. So I got down here yesterday.
Okay.
I've been in North Carolina.
Well, you know what? That's the name of the game here. We're going to wait and see what the judges give the rest of these guys. Now, Clay's actually over talking to the judges right now, trying to decide what he's got. Not sure if 71 points is going to be enough to get him back to the short round. And they're going to be bringing six back to the short go round, the championship round, where these guys are going to have to ride a second time. And they're going to take the total combined scores out of those top six riders to end up deciding who's going to get a paycheck. Clay is still over there trying to. Oh, here comes our next cowboy out to the left and not going to do it. Tell you what, when you're sitting on the left-hand side of that bull, we talked about it a lot last night. When you're not sitting center over that bull, it's going to hurt you. Not sure who the cowboy was right there. Looks like it may have been Dustin Shepherd.
He
was on a bull they brand Black Man. They called Black Man Rising. Oh, got a horseman out there just about got hit by the bull.
Yeah, real close, Ross.
Ross is working the barrel just a little bit. I'll tell you what, you know what, that if anybody's going to be behind a barrel out there when you got a bull that's coming after you, Ross Hill's the one you're going to want to have. He knows how to control that bull. Now, he'll bring him straight back.
I got it. I know how to get
him. Bull's giving him a little bit of a hard time. Oh, horseman getting chased out just a little bit. Tell you what, they are not messing around down there. Black Moon Rising is the bull. He's just sitting out here in the arena now. Morseman said he's had just about enough. He's got the whip out here now. He's going to turn around and crack it just a little bit.
Oh,
they're bringing out another bull, kind of gathered up this first one. That's what happens. You'll see a lot of times in these rodeos. It's a bull. Yeah, he just put Matt Merritt over the fence here into the crowd.
I could have been killed.
That's not messing around. He said he wanted no part of that business. They tell you, this bull is white bull brown. He's got brown speckles on, but he's got some real long horns. And I'll tell you what, he is looking to horn in on somebody's business. Now his partner out there won't even get near him. Now they're out here together. All right, we got them gathered up. See if we can't get them back there. Oh man, Black Moon Rising is sure enough to not want to get out of this arena.
You got a better trick
than
they're scared of dogs. I got this.
Uh-oh. There we go. There we go. Good job by the horsemen and our bullfighters for getting that bull out of the arena. Now, looks like we're going to slide down to our Southern Foam and Coating Buck and Shoot. It's going to be Buck and Shoot number one for our next cowboy. All right, Joseph Milton from Scraven, Georgia is going to be the next cowboy. He'll be on a bull they call Black Bark. Bull's going to be coming out to the left right here in the Southern Foam and Coating, Claxton, Georgia, Bucking Shoe. All right, cowboy's getting ready. Gate man's up, pulls it. Out to the left, right there at the latch. Oh, yeah, he's got himself a nice little seat. Bull's just standing right there away from his hand. He's going to, spurring him now. He's got himself a nice little ride. It's going to be a good score coming in for this cowboy. I do believe we got ourselves a new leader. Joseph Milton is the cowboy. Going to wait and see what the judges have to say, but it was a nice little ride. Bull just turned away from his hand, but Joseph just sat up there real nice. Made real small moves, stayed right there over center of him, and even pulled out and got some spurs into the bull. So we're gonna see some, you'll see a couple extra points for that right there. 71 right now is what Clay Mack has. We're gonna see if Justin Milton can get out there and gonna top it. I believe he's gonna. Oh, this little bull down here working his way down this end of the arena. Matt kind of chasing him around, getting him back there in the outgate. Well, here we go. 79 points. 79 for Joseph Milton. So, tell you what, we've got three bull riders and two qualified rides. That's not a bad way to start things off. Now, a lot of these guys were not here last night. Uh-oh. Get out of the way there, horseman. Now, we've got two horses out in the arena. Our announcer, Dave, tonight is actually out in the arena. All right. Looks like they're working on this bull down there, still trying to get him out. Go get him, Rolf.
How about Michael
Riggs? Oh, yeah, he didn't want any of Rolf. He went ahead and stepped back. Now a horseman is actually Michael Riggs. This is the Michael Riggs Invitational. Michael Riggs, former PBR bull rider. We've seen him up in the ranks on the Bill Ford Tough Series.
What causes that, man?
All right. Going to see who we got for our next cowboy.
You know who I look like. I'll give you a hint. You ready?
All right. They're gonna work their way on down to the
got my 1984 football.
Well, I'm trying to get a hold of the sponsor down there on the buck, and she's gonna be buck and shoot number four. It's gonna be a right-handed delivery. It's gonna be the Dixie Livestock Buck and Shoot. Dixie Livestock out of Oak Park, Georgia. Bull kind of rattling around just a little bit. Not sure who the cowboy is. Josh Skeen's going to be the cowboy. Josh Skeen from Live Oak, Florida. We've seen this cowboy down a few times in the southern states. Seen him down in Florida quite a bit, actually. Makes his living up there in North Florida. Live Oak is where he's from. Coming out of the Dixie Livestock Buck and Shoot. All right, Gabe Man's ready.
But now he's moving up the big league.
He's going to be coming out to the right now. Get up on that rope, slide and ride, cowboy. Let's see what you got. Bull kind of just sitting in there, not moving around a whole lot. He's giving him every opportunity he can. Don't want to waste a whole lot of time. There he goes. Out to the right. Oh, hit the gate coming out. Bull's kind of spinning. Got him back on his rope. Oh, man. Bull come out real hard. turned back around to the right, and when he dropped the back end of him, just kind of pulled Josh back down away from his rope. When he kicked back up again, spun back around to the right, there's no way he's going to be able to stay in there with him. So, unfortunately, it's going to be no sport. I'm not sure if that'll be enough to give him a re-ride. That's a real small bowl of white, black spots on him.
He's got a short man syndrome.
Actually, a bull they call small fry. Ross, they're treating them like the Mexican bullfighters. We've seen them out there in the FFB Extreme as well as the Ross Fest Invitational down in Las Vegas. Ross says these bulls are just another day at the office. Say, that's one of the best bullfighters I have seen. Not only working the freestyle bullfighting, but also the protection bullfighting. Oh, Ross making a corner on him. Let me tell you, that bull was horning in on his business, and Ross has made a nice little move. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the freestyle action because Ross Hill's bringing it to us right here in this arena in Claxton, Georgia.
We got some wood ducks coming over with a flyby.
All right. Small fry, you got to get yourself back there in the back hole now. Come on. He's got an eye on the bullfighters. Ross Hill's going to bring him back. Nope. Decided to make another pass. Going after our announcer now. Tell you what, these horses are getting a workout. All right. There we go. Now we got him. Good job. All right. Well, we got a lead change. We have score 79 with Joseph Milton. We've also got 71 with Clay McIntyre. Gonna wait and see what we got coming out right about now. Alex Jinks is going to be the next cowboy. Now, we saw him last night. Cowboy knows how to ride from Cherryville, North Carolina. You know what? What do you say? We got a bull named Alex, and we got a bull rider named Alex. So these guys are going to match up. Let's see what these guys can do together. See if they can get a combined score here that's going to put him up in the short go. All right. And we talked a little bit about Alex these last couple of weeks. We've seen him up there in the the Raptor K Arena these last 2 weeks. Broke his foot last year during finals, but did win a round in the second round. He's going to be coming out of the Massey Oil Company Buck and Shoot.
All right, we're going to switch things up. The
located in Hagen, Georgia. Tell you what.
Arena here in Claxton, Georgia. We're getting ready to
go. Here we go. Calls for the gate. Oh, hits himself right out. Staying with him, not going to do it, though. Kind of stepped on him there at the end. Not sure if it's going to be enough. Tell you what, that bull hits himself pretty hard coming out. He's right over at the judges looking now. I think they're going to give him an option for a re-ride. You know, when a bull comes out, we're talking about when he hits himself. Means the bull come out and actually slams his back end against the buck and shoot, not allowing the cowboy to have a free chance to really get on it and stay over center of him. It's kind of a disadvantage for the bull rider, you know, at that point. Wasn't able to really even try him. And that's going to be where the judges have to make a decision is whether or not the cowboy actually tried the bull after he hit himself. So, Bull Rider's actually walking back behind the bucket chiefs now. I'm not sure if he's going to have an option for a re-ride. He was over talking to the judges, so we're going to see what the official word is here in just a little bit. So it's going to be a no score for Alex Jenks.
That's what they got now. Back in the day, you had Black Snake and Widowmaker and Dr. Death.
All right.
You know, like
they got more bulls loaded up in the bucket chiefs right about now. Got a cowboy up on the... Jake McIntyre is going to be the next cowboy. Now, we talked about Clay Mack coming in with a score of 71. Now, Jake McIntyre is, you know, this guy here is a hand. We saw him in the PBR on the Bill Ford Tough Series. He's got a bully called Grave Digger. Here he comes out to the left, out to the right. Stay with him, Jake. Oh, shot back up, blew his rope. Let me tell you, that bull was just getting a whole lot of air. Real, real powerful. he just made a beeline for Matt Merritt. But when that bull come out, Jake had a good opportunity on him, was kind of off-center, was able to sit back up and make a good ride, make good corrections. But I'll tell you what, when it come down to it, just pulled him right back to his fingertips, wasn't able to hang on to that rope. But when he lost it, I'll tell you what, that bull gave him a ride. He ended up getting launched. So he's got his frequent flyer mile for dang sure. You know, we're going to see what he can do. Great digger, I'll tell you what, he is, that's a rank little bull. Going to be a no score for Jake. Tough luck for him, but you know what, these guys are entered up tomorrow night as well. Now, I'm not sure if all of them are entered up. We're going to have some new bull riders in here, but we're also going to have some of these guys, you know, back from tonight. So we should see Jake and Clay both back here tomorrow night as well. We're going to talk about some of these other riders. We've also got Team Making 8 down here. We've got some guys been riding with all weekend long. Not real sure the next cowboy is coming out of the Massey Logging fucking shoot. Coming out of Massey Logging right here in Claxton, Georgia. Now, we definitely want to thank one of the big sponsors down here, and Neff Smith Chevrolet. They brought in some great looking Chevy trucks. We want to thank them for coming down and being a part of this. Here comes our next cowboy out to the left. Get up, cowboy. Turn around into his hand. Oh, yeah, sitting real nice. Now changing directions. Oh, yeah, we've got a qualified ride from that cowboy. All right, able to get up and out of the way. Tell you what, that bull come back, changed directions twice on him, and, you know, he was able to sit center on him looking real good. Not sure who the cowboy was. We're going to find out right here. All right.
We're
going to
go with
the
score for the Cowboys. 73
points. Still waiting on our announcer to give us his name there. Not real sure who he is. That's all right. Matt Waters is going to be the next cowboy. Coming up from Jasper, Florida. Going to be on a bull they call White Magic. He's going to be coming out of the Massey Oil Bucking Sheet.
I think these Levi's, are these Florida Gator rain? Hey, speaking of that, where's the Florida Gator fans here? Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and ask.
We got our announcer down there talking about the Florida Gators, so we're going to have to give him what for now. Here we go, Matthew Old Buckets, you. Our next cowboy, Matt Waters.
Fit in with the dialect, Bulldog.
All right, cowboy, let's see what you got. Slide and ride now.
Here we go.
8 seconds is what he's looking for. Let's see if we can hear that buzzer.
Here's the name of the bull, the Massey Oil Company. Big thanks to Massey Oil Company in Hagen, Georgia.
All right.
What a thanks to Duke and Polaris, Cuckoo and Cam Am of Statesboro.
Here we go, cowboy. Not going
to
get it much better than that. Here he goes, out to the right. Turned around, back to the left now, into his hand. Oh, he's off to the right. Stay with it, cowboy. Stay with it. Oh, it's going to be close now. Rodeo fans, he's hung up just a little bit. Bullfighter, step in there, get him out all right. Let me tell you, that was close. Matt Waters, he was brought down on the side of him. Tell you what, man, these bulls, White Magic just come down and cleared the arena again, cleared his whole left side there. Bull Rider's over there talking to him to find out if he actually made the whistle. He was on the right side of him the whole time, just hanging on with everything he's got. Looked like a J.D. Mooney ride when he had bones there, you know, a few months back. Kind of hanging off right on the side of him, refused to let go, and that's what it's going to take to make it, you know, get you back to the paycheck window. So, looks like they are going to give him the score. I don't think he touched him with his free hand, but, of course, the way the bull was spinning, we didn't have an opportunity to see. So.
Look at him. He's in the arena right here. He's missing.
All right.
Looks okay. He's missing something. You see it? What is it?
Oh, man.
Did we get a score or no? What did we do? How many? 8 and.
All right. Judges are tallying it up. 72 for Matt Waters. Now, We've got four qualified rides. They're bringing six back to the short round. This is going to be real tough. Now, we've got a total of, I believe, around 31 riders. We're going to see what these guys can do. Now, six are coming back to the short round. Is it going to be enough? You know, 71, I'm sure, for Claymack right now. He's kind of trailing, holding on by the edge of his teeth. They've got some good bulls to be up these Cowboys to make some rides. Now, Johnny First is going to be the next Cowboy. He got bucked off last night. Bull kind of got brought down real early. Let's see what you got, Johnny. You've been riding with him all weekend. Rode with him last weekend as well. Coming out of the Pride Carriers bucking shoot. All right, Johnny. Slide and ride, Cowboy. Oh, you know what? He's going to actually stand up. I don't think he's got a wrap there. Bull's kind of jumping around in the bucking shoot. A little bit younger bull. He's going to be on a bull they call Grandmaster.
Thinking about, Matt. You're getting awfully quiet.
All right.
What am I thinking about?
Now, we do have Ross Hill, and, of course, if you've been following MakingEight.com, you know Ross Hill's got his own show that broadcasts on Making Eight. So we're going to see if we can't get Ross down here just a little bit. We got some barrel racing coming at you. Going to be coming up real shortly, as a matter of fact. We're going to do one session of bull riders. Then we're going to come back and do some barrel racing, have a little bit of an intermission, and come back for some more barrel racing. All right, here we go with Johnny. Out to the left. Stay with it, Johnny. Oh, no. Bull just kind of blew up there, and about four jumps out, pulled him right away from the rope. You know, when you're sitting that far back and there's that much air underneath. What you're riding on, you got to really pull yourself in and be a no score for John. It's all right. He'll be back here tomorrow night as well. All right. Tell you what, these bulls are just not wanting any part of this. They're hanging out here just clearing the arena. Oh, going after one of the judges that put him right up over the fence. Maybe he didn't like some of the scoring coming in. All right, Ross Hill making some wraps with him. Kind of turning him, putting him up on the fence. All right, what do you think? This guy right here knows how to do it. He's great.
Let's get the bull out before we get
him
right away. Hey,
bull. All right, Ross, working the barrel just a little bit. Bull trying to take a shot.
I'm not coming to help you, that's what you're wondering.
All right.
People think that because I wear makeup and clown pants, I'm supposed to fight. Oh,
they got him back there now. The Grandmaster was the bull.
You know what y'all look like?
Yeah, all right. We're working our way down here. Only got a few more riders left in this first section. We really enjoy seeing him out here at these rodeos as well. All right. They're going to work our way on down. It looks like the master logging bus. Find out who the cowboy is coming at you. All right. Well, thank Seaver for letting us get down here and do the broadcast in Claxton, Georgia. We certainly appreciate it. Love to do these broadcasts out here. They tell you what, they couldn't have picked a better weekend to have a rodeo right down here in Claxton, Georgia. Weather is great. All right, Massey Logging, Buck and Shoot is where they're going to next.
Get some of the pro clowns together and guys like me to go to their camp and learn.
There we go. Cowboys got his wrap. Got our announcer trying to find out. All right. Logan Hefner is going to be the cowboy. Now, this is a real short cowboy. Saw him up there last night, as a matter of fact, in Statesville, North Carolina. Let's see what you got, Logan. See if it's going to be enough. All right, out to the left. Oh, big belly roll, slam dunk. And let me tell you, he's able to get up out of the way, but that bull was coming down with his back legs real hard. Man, oh, man. Now, we saw Ty Harris get slammed up. I'll tell you what. You know, this guy here, Logan, he's a short little guy, not able to really stay with him. Had a good bull, actually a bull that really would have fit him well. But tell you what, when that bull come out kicking the way he did, just pulled his feet right out from underneath him, and he went right over the front end. So don't be a no score for Logan. All right. He had a bull like... had a bull they call Wichita.
I know. I just make one of them, but it's so hard. Logan's my friend, but dude, you are.
All right.
Logan, you
now, we've talked on Cowboy here a couple of weeks. You know, I really don't stand more than about 3 foot, so. And we got Matt Merritt out there kind of giving him a hard time about it. We're going to work our way on down to the Pride Carriers Buck and Shoot number three. Cowboy getting down, getting ready right now. All right. Up there in the Buck and Shoot slot. We put rosin on it, kind of made a little sticky. All right. Justin Shepherd from Screven, Georgia. We actually thought it was him earlier today, but apparently we were off. Looking down there, I think it was Spencer that was our first cowboy out. Dustin Shepherd's going to be the next cowboy on Black Moon Rising. Let's see what you got, Dustin, now. Get things together. Cowboy up there pulling on his rope, making it real nice and tight so he can take it, wrap it around his hand. That's all they got to hold on to, that and their spurs. So, gate men are ready. Looks like Dustin's ready. Getting ready to get up on that rope right now. Tell you what, these guys take an awful lot of time in these buckets. He's got to waste that much time, especially when you get up there to like Statesville with them bulls up there. You're not going to want to sit around them buckets shoots real long. All right, here we go, Dustin. Get up. Nods his head out to the left. Sitting real nice on him. Bull turning back hard away from him. He was right up there by the gate and just looked off and grabbed for it. Man, I'll tell you what, when you're that close to a buck and shoot, and you know that bull's just turning around spinning. Tell you what, that was probably going to be a lead change right there if he could have stuck with it. No reason to even jump off. He had himself a nice little seat on it. Just not going to be enough. Man, oh man, I tell you what, that's Shepherd Dustin Shepherd. All right. I believe that's going to do it for the bull riding in our first section. We do have some qualified rides. We got some great guys down here that made some good rides. Joseph Milton's going to be your leader with score 79. Still looking for that cowboy that had a score 73. Looks like Tyler Watts, or Waltz, might have been the cowboy. We're going to have to verify that with our judges. Score 73. We got Matt Waters in there with score 72, and Clay McIntyre, the Gulfal Springs cowboy, in there with score 71. Now, we've got four qualified rides. They're bringing six back to the short round, and we've still got several bull riders left to go. We're going to do some barrel racing action coming up right after this. So, fans, y'all stay tuned. Get a grip. You're listening to Seba Live on Making8.com.
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life. But infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stalked, and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bears down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding. Too busy living life, all out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition show
goes up and starts running her mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, stomped and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bare down and
go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
Hi, this is Brian Corson, and you listen to Making8.com.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. Now, we've had our first session of bull riding. We're going to break down and bring in some barrel racing. Now, we talked a little bit about some barrel racing. We've been able to bring you a little bit some in the past. We got Matt Barrett out there entertaining the crowd here while they're setting up the barrels. But we've got some great barrel racers down here. Talking about, they're going to do a section of 10 barrel racers, going to have a little bit of an intermission, and then they're going to come back and do 10 more barrel racers. Then they're going to break things down and do some more bull riding. So we're going to see some action-packed stuff going on right now. Now, we're going to try to bring you the action. I'm not sure what the times are going to be, but we're going to kind of let you know what these cowgirls are made of with these horses now. This is what we would call can chasing. And these girls know how to get it done. So, y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. You're listening to SEBA Live. Going to bring you into some barrel racing action when we come back. Y'all stay tuned.
This one's called Cookie Coffee.
A no threat, a NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe still wet behind the ears, a red line revver just jamming his gears. There's those that are and those that ain't. The quickers get the stickers, he was nothing but pain. Chartreuse pain. Big rate, now we cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior sneaking up from the back of the pack. Fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes them by. Then the tension mounts, now he's number two. All out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four. He sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild. The roadside bars, a real humdinger. A blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues by starving to death. But he told his mama every time he come back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big lot.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to SEBA Live right here on MakingA.com. We're getting ready to bring you some barrel racing action. Here we come with our first barrel racer, Becky Claxton. It's going to be the cowgirl working her way down the alley right now. Got Matt the Cat out here selling cotton candy running by us. Here comes the cowgirl around the first barrel, looking real nice. Nice sharp turn around that second barrel. Here we go around the third. Cinder Hall Claxton, that's right. Good little run. 13.241 for our first cowgirl. Allie Alexander's the next cowgirl. Working her way on down to the alley. Nice little brown horse. Here she comes out like a lightning bolt out of that first, around that first barrel. Here she goes, a little wide on that second one. Bring it back. Nice turn on that third one. There you go. Great little run for Allie. 13.69. Margaret Sigpen's going to be the next cowgirl up, coming from Waycross, Georgia. Here she comes. Bring it to us, cowgirl. All right. Oh, tipped the barrel, but didn't knock it over. Oh, she did hit the second one. That's going to be a five-second penalty there. A little wide on that third one. Send her home. There she goes. 14.390 plus 5. Erica Hodges is going to be the next cowgirl out. Now, they've actually got about 30 barrel racers, and they're going to run what they call a slack performance. So after the rodeo, they're actually going to run some more barrel racers. There she goes. Touched the first barrel. Nice turn around. Oh, horse got into the second barrel. Oh, sending her on home there. It's going to be a five-second penalty. 12.945. Man, oh, man. It's going to be tough luck for Erica. Mindy Marks. Mindy Marks is going to be the next cowgirl out. Tell you what, that would have been a great time. But just that horse kind of laid into that second barrel as he was coming around. The back end of him just kind of hit that barrel and knocked it over. So they're going to add five to it. Here we go, Mindy. Let's see what you got, cowgirl. There she goes, out of the alley. Nice turn around that first barrel. A little slow, kind of stumbling there around that second one. Oh, horse kind of jumped out from underneath her. Took it a little bit wide. She's not going to be happy with that time, but 16.906. It was a clean run. Just a horse kind of jumped out from underneath her going around that third barrel. Kristen McNeely is going to be the next cowgirl. Here she comes, working her way down the alley right about now. Come on, cowgirl. Now, a lot of these cowgirls really walk them slow. There she goes. Nice, coming out of the alley there. Nice turn around that first barrel. Here she comes around that second one. Making a left-hand turn. She got one more left. There you go, cowgirl. All right. 14.806 for Kristen. Beverly Williams is going to be the next cowgirl. All right, Beverly, let's see what you got. Oh, man, coming out shining. Nice clean run around that first barrel. Here she comes around the second. Yeah, nice clean turn around there. Third barrel. Oh, had a little trouble there. Going to knock it over. Going to be a five-second penalty. 13.541, but they're going to add five to it. Jamie Nettles going to be the next cowgirl. Got to hand it to him, though. I'll tell you what, these girls are putting it on. Nice runs right here. We're looking at about 13s or the average. We've already had 112. All right, here she goes. Digging in around that. Oh, going to end up knocking over that first barrel. A little buckskin horse just couldn't make it around real clean. All right, there she goes. Man, oh, man. 13.287 plus 5. All right, going to bring us down to Tony Hodges. Tony Hodges is going to be the next cowgirl. All right, Tony, let's see what you got, cowgirl. Working her way to the alley right now. And here she comes. Turn and burn, girl. Nice run out of the end of the arena. Good turn around that. On home, 13.674. All right, we got one more barrel racer here. Ashley Noblick's going to be the next cowgirl. All right, here we go. Let's see what you got, cowgirl. Coming out on a nice little Appaloosa there. Coming around, good clean run around that first barrel. A little wide on that second one there, just kind of stumbling around. Dig it, cowgirl. Good clean run. Oh, 14.89. All right, that's going to do it for our first section of Rodeo Fest. Got to tell you, we are watching some jam-up bull riding and barrel racing down here tonight. Zebra has put on one heck of a good show. Blackston, Georgia is where we're at. You're listening to us live right here on Making8.com. Rodeo fans, y'all stay tuned. We're going to get out here and have a little bit of an intermission. Y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. We will be right back.
Me and my boy AM to the radio. I'm gonna fill our pockets so low. I'm gonna fill that old Cadillac. Radio crank up the seat, crank back. I'm gonna stick my hand up in that rope. 99 and a better 92. And them fans are standing up on their feet. They're gonna make a hero out of me. Cause you know you wanna win the round. But when that Brando comes around, you better got your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg and spur. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chain, yeah. You're spinning along the road. Fighting your head because you're going broke. With your head held way down low. Hit up your buddy at the rodeo. Now they pick your chin up off the ground. Said, boy, you better listen to me now. You know you wanna win the round. But when that Brando comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg of spur. You got to get up in the net. Step off and pick up your chain, yeah. Thank you.
at me and tell me, baby, that you wanna go. Because my feet were made for traveling. I got the highway in my soul. But the bad part about the drifting is all the nights you spend alone. And I could show you your company when the nights get long. Yeah, those nights, they get long.
Pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes, I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the latest and leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery, being alone too long. To die from cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, but no one and no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Sadly in search of, and one step and back of themselves and their slow moving dreams.
Came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been hair, said the sun went down. Be hair, let me come back around. Well, it's all week, it's time to play. That redneck stuff outside, that's what parking lots are for. Once you're out, you ain't coming back. Velvet roof ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting down the door. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back from old. Been hair since the sun went down. Be hair when it comes back around. Hurts all week. It's time to play, gonna get a little bit sideways, sideways.
That's right.
Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Then hey, since the sun went down, be hey when it comes back around. Where's all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways.
real country girl. She's talking true blue. Out in the woods. Down home. Party all nighter from South Carolina. A bad mama jammer from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick. Juicy Georgia Pete with a thick southern drawl. Sexy swinging ball. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home roots. She's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays. Taught her how to rip up the town. Honey, dripping honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess. Crazy mother trucker, undercover lover. Thick southern draw, sexy swinging walls. Brother, she's all country. From a cowboy boots to her down home room. She's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays.
Oh, show 'em how country girl does it one time now.
Hang on. No, I'll unmute you, so give me a second.
You know you
work
all week just to make a draw. Sometimes
you
can't
run
them at all. But I'm hooked in and I got two eyes on that dream. Way to get down here in that shoe.
And
I'm thinking about all that new number.
If you
want
to hear me try to talk to you, then you will.
That's why I eat the cheeseburger, drink a Big Mac, take a dime on the deal,
thanks.
I'll be walking you.
Would you have something you want to say?
Don't come
out
at all,
I'm
the road. Deal, 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 cowboy, bordering on the insane.
Cobwebs
and going on. Be like on the circuits are blown. Can't remember my number or even my name. You know, bid to now be fine. Know it's worked every other time. And I'm a roadie, 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 roadie cowboy, rolling on down the line. And that's why I drink a cheeseburger, eat a six pack, take a dollar on the field of fame. 32-50, just think of all. I live through it, don't come at it all. I'm a roadie, roadie.
All right, welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right, we're live down here in Claxton, Georgia, bringing you the action. Now, I got to tell you, we have been through some barrel racers here coming back for our second session. We've got some pretty good times coming in. We've got some local guys. Right now, we've got Michelle Little is going to be the next cowgirl. Here she comes. Nice little bay horse. All right, horse kind of stumbling around out there, not giving her a really good shot down the alley. She's out in the arena, not first barrel. Here we go around the turn, second, looking good. Here we go. Oh, going to hit that third barrel. Going to be plus five on her time. 14.875 plus 5. All right. Here we go. Pratt Young from Opelika, Alabama. Now, we've had Ross Hill down here. Now, Ross is actually working out and cotton candy. We're going to see what he can do here coming out, see if we can't catch up with him for the second session, as well as our short go. We've got him mic'd up. We're going to see if we can't get down to him here in just a little bit. All right, here we go. Pratt, you got that first barrel looking good. Oh, all right. Here we go. We had little trouble. Horse just stumbled down on that third barrel, and she ended up knocking two of them down. It's going to be a plus 10 on this next cowgirl. Sorry we didn't get to bring you Pratt Young's score there, her time coming in. We actually lost connection. We're out here in the middle of nowhere just a little bit, so you got to bear with us. Megan Todd's going to be the next cowgirl. All right. Now, the problem is, that third barrel is really dug out, and it's going to be really hard for these girls to get around this last barrel. But you know what? These girls have got some fast horses. We're going to see what they can do. All right, girl's going to come out to the – oh, overshot the barrel by a mile. Come out really fast.
We're going to ask you to back away from the fence if you're there close to the fence.
All right. She's just going to step two now. Man, oh, man. She went to come out to the left first. Now, most of the girls we've seen here tonight have all come out to the right, hit that first barrel to the right. She went out to the left. She's going to get a no time for it. All right. Stephanie Wallace is going to be the next girl, cowgirl coming out. All right, Stephanie, let's see what you got.
Stephanie Wallace. Two more cowgirl bull riders start getting ready. Get a little nervous.
All right, here comes Stephanie working her way down the alley now. You know, some of these girls like to shoot out of there real fast. Some of them like to come down slow, and then they shoot out of there. All right, here we go. Round to the right. Coming back around to the left now. Oh, going to knock that second barrel over. A good clean run on that third one there, but not going to be enough. It's going to be a plus five. Man, oh, man. All right, here we're going to go down with our final barrel racer of the evening, Susan Hodges. All right, Susan, let's see what you got right here, cowgirl. Bull riders are getting ready. They got bulls loading up in the bucking chutes now. We're going to get back to our second session of bull riding here coming up, and then we've got six coming back to the short round. All right, Pratt Young is actually our leader right now.
Stephanie Wallace. Stephanie
Waller. All right. Looks like Susan Hodges is the next cowgirl we're looking for now. She has not made her way down the alley yet. Okay. Well, that might actually just do it there for the barrel racing. All right. Well, you know what? We brought you as much action of it as we could. Had some great barrel racing action there. Before we get things straightened out here for too long. We've got another session of bull riding coming your way, rodeo fans. Y'all stay tuned. You're listening to SEBA Live right here on Makin8.com.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
Buckle up. I put my life on the line, 8 seconds at a time. It ain't for the money, baby, it's strictly to shine. I'm gonna buckle white knuckles even when I'm hurt. And I'm a cowboy up till I'm under the dirt. I've been stomped and sold, I've been fucked and banged. But I'm a cowboy, baby, so it ain't no thing. Got all my shots and boots, climb up in the shoes. Now my head and I'm gone, ride them all night long. I'm a knot and hold on till the day that I'm gone. Got on my Wrangler jeans with a Copenhagen ring. Boots for Rocky, damn right, I'm cocky. Feel four tough, ain't nothing can stop me. So ice to Bud Light, now that the gate man. Down in the well, all away from my hand. I'm gonna ride, do I draw from night moves to big bucks. Call ticket, sale on that, and tell them bring in the big truck. I need help to carry all this cash. With 96 and a half on the scene of the crash. Fire up the grill, tell Johnsonville. Put some rocks on, we party all night long. It's Las Vegas, baby, where the players play. PBR, VIP up in Mandalay Bay. Yeah, I'm a cowboy, yeah, I'm a roughneck. I wear a mossy oak, I hunt with Bowtech. I rent a free perk, got me a Branson, a big tractor. Fear is no factor, call me on Ant Mobile cause I'm nationwide. It's a PBR, baby, one hell of a ride. I put my life on the line, 8 seconds at a time. It ain't for the money, baby, it's strictly to shine. I'm gonna bust a white knuckle even when I'm hurt. And I'm a cowboy up till I'm under the dirt. I've been stomped and sold, I've been fucked and banged. But I'm a cowboy, baby, so it ain't no thing. Got all my shots and boots, climb up in the shoes. Now my head and I'm gone, got them all night long. The toughest sport on dirt, my middle name is Hurt. But still I draw them the glove, rodeo is my love. Drawing neon lights, are just a dream is fine. Spurring for 8 seconds, all that's on my mind. Getting hung up and hooked, that's just part of the deal. We got them dicky bullfighters and they harder to steal. This is real as it gets, I pray nothing will harm me. That's why we teamed up with the U.S. Army. Calling a prize if you needin' a ride. BBR9.com will get you inside. So you can see the greatest show on dirt.
Alright, what do you say, Scott Mason?
Alright.
It's chaos in here. Eminem?
Sir, bring it to us. Tell us what you got.
Alright, we're looking at Alan Pimpin. This cowboy right here has got a good chance to do something. They're going to roll his bull up. This little bull is supposed to just sit, be right in the gap. I'm looking for a, I say about an 83, 84 point ride, but I say he rides him.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. Joseph Eaton is our leader right now with score 79. Now, Ross, you had your work cut out for you in the first session, man. What do you think about these bulls? What do you think about these bull riders? It's a great little deal down there in Claxton, right?
I tell you this, I can't really hear you great, Scott, but the bulls are fucking awesome. All the cowboys are being really sticky here. We still got a handful of guys to come, so I'm looking for some big results here at the end. Just a phenomenal bull riding and an awesome crowd. You can't ask for no better fun than this on a Friday night.
That's right, man. You're for sure. All right, we're gonna let you go to work, buddy. We'll catch you with you here in a minute. All right, here we go. Ross Hill is getting ready to go down to work now. He's got some cowboys there in the bucket shoot. He's got a job to do out there, and that's saving these cowboys, letting them get out of there to the arena all right. So we're going to check back in with Ross here in just a little bit. Ross is bringing us all the action. Hey, we can also check out the Ross Hill Show right there on MakeIt8.com. All right, here we go. Alan Pippen. Now, this is the Jenkins Burke George Cowboy. We saw him in Las Vegas, and let me tell you, this guy knows how to party. He's all business when it comes to riding bulls. Was down in LaBelle, Florida earlier this year. Here we go, Alan. Let's see what you got, Cowboy. Bring it to us, Alan. Just had an opportunity to see Alan there. Looks a little bit different than the last time we saw him in Vegas. He's not so clean cut. He's been kind of roughing it just a little bit.
I got wear off. What now?
Said he's growing a goatee and all for his bike that he just bought.
All right. Got to hang on with one hand.
Bring it to us, Alan. Let's see what you got. Uh-oh. Looks like Alan's having a little trouble with the bull down there. Now, the bull he's drawn tonight is actually going to be Blackout.
What about Joe? You ready? I've been waiting all.
He's got his buddy Thomas Trangelo, who I believe we're going to see later on as well. Pulling his rope for him, kind of talking him through things.
What does Tiger Woods and Baby Seals have in common? Here it goes. You ready?
What?
They both get clubbed by Norwegian.
All right. Let's see what you got, Alan. Gate man's ready.
And enjoy it.
Alan taking his rap now.
Don't lie. You're going to turn into one of those fast pigs.
Okay.
All right.
Alan's getting up on his rope right now. Let's see what you got, Cowboy. Slide and ride. Don't waste any time in the bucket shoots. There he goes. Out to the left. Black ball real short, bringing him down to Noel. Just stepped off, and Ross Hill just took a shot. Oh, come on, Ross.
I wonder how that sounded on the radio.
Ross is going to have to check in with us, see if he's still got his phone with him there. Ross, are you with us?
Hey, Ross, so we're good to go. We're good to go.
Ross Hill just had a shot there, saving that cowboy's neck. I'll tell you what, Ross, great job, man. It looked good from here.
Yeah, that was one of them deals where I didn't have nowhere to go. That bull had me up against the chutes, and it was either he hooked me or he hooked Alan Pimpin, and Alan Pimpin's a friend of mine, and I just couldn't go off that way. So I let him run me down, and Scott's phone and his expensive microphone. First bull out.
All right, well, I'm glad the phone's all right, man. Get back down there, get back to business. Who's our next cowboy?
Whoa. That changed my luck right there.
All right. Ross Hill back down there. We had to check and make sure the phone was still working. Everything was operational, and it is. All right. Let's see who our next cowboy is. All right. Here we go with the next cowboy, Brian Corson. Let's see what you got. Team making eight. Out to the left. Stay with him now. Stay with him, Brian. Make a ride. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's got him. Bull's kind of hop skipping out, just kind of petering down there. Let me tell you, that could be a lead change.
Get out of there.
Brian's stepping out all right. That was a nice-looking ride there, starting things off. I'll tell you what, he had his hands full and gave it to him. Brian Corson is back at it. Tell you what, man, they're proud to have him part of Team Making Eight now. The Florida Cowboy knows how to get it done. There is no doubt. This man is 36 years old riding bulls like he was in his 20s. All right. He was on Cupid's curse. 75 points. 75 for Brian. All right. Well.
You gotta love it when the wily veteran makes a ride.
All right. Here we go. We're going to check in with Ross Hill right about now. We'll check in.
I'll say Brian Corson, a top hand out of Florida, made one of the hardest rides you can make. This bull give him every left turn, right turn, swap leads. High five to Brian Corson. Can you say get it up on the radio, Brian Corson?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. This is the Making Eight connection. We're here with Scott Mesick live. And where are we at?
Claxton, Georgia, Ross. We're in Claxton, Georgia.
Man, I got so much dirt in my ear, I couldn't remember where I was at.
You know what? We're in Cotton Candy Land tonight, aren't we?
Well, what's bad is when it comes through my ear, it goes straight to my brain. And that's not something, so it actually might have helped me. I don't know. But anyway, you can cut me back off. We're going to have a fun time with this mic here. God bless it doesn't get broke. For all the fans tuning in, good to have you. And this rank bull riding, wish y'all was here.
All right. There you have it. Ross Hill checking in from the arena now. I'll tell you, he's kind of working it. They're bringing another bull out there. Brian Corson went out there with a score of 75 on Cupid's Curse. Good little bull, gave him everything he could right there in the first part of it. Kind of petered out there towards the second, kind of just died out, just did a lot of hop skipping. Brian never let go, though, man. I'll tell you what, a good ride from that cowboy. 36 years old, that man still knows how to get it done, and we are proud to have him as part of Team Making Eight. So we got another cowboy here, looks like working their way down to our next bucking chute.
Apparently, you're the only person who's back for this.
Not sure who the cowboy is. We're going to see if we can't find out. Looks like they're going down to... All right. Hang on. Here we go. Dave Sharp is our announcer tonight, and he is doing a fantastic job on that horse. All right, now they're going to work their way on down to the Massey Oil Company bucking chute. All right, David, tell us who we got coming in down there now. Oh, no, I stand corrected. They're going to work their way all the way down the other end of the arena.
My favorite caliber of
circle. All right. We're working on Ty Harris, team making eight. That's right. Red Velvet is the bull. Now, Ty got slam dunked last night. We're going to see what he can do right now coming back out of it. Now, these bulls here are not tongue pig bulls. They are great bulls, though. We're talking about stock contractor R. Todd has brought these bulls down. Let me tell you, he has got some great ones here. Giving these cowboys every bit of, you know, what they can get to get these scores. So, you know, we've seen a lot of action down there. We've got a lot of qualified rides. Now, Ty Harris, one of the younger cowboys, 19 years old, looking to get the job done right here. And, of course, you know we're pulling for him. We've been riding with him last week. We're riding with him again this week. Really proud to have him as part of Team Making Eight. You know, he's really been able to feed and learn from some of these other guys, some of the veteran guys like Brian Corson that we have riding for us as well. All right.
See, the women, every morning, they wake up and they get to become someone different and be somebody that they're really not at home. That's what makes us all about.
All right. Here we go with Ty Harris coming out of the Suzuki Polaris fucking shoot. Come on, Ty.
Suzuki Polaris C2 and Pam M fucking shoot.
All right. Gate man's ready. Ty's got his wrap.
Cowboy, a red velvet is the blue. Michael Riggs in the
big come on, Ty. He's got a little making up to do. He definitely doesn't want to have happen to him what happened to him before last night. A bull's going to be coming out to the right. Slide and ride, cowboy. Let's go. Don't waste too much time in that buck and shoot. Bull's kind of bucking around just a little bit. Kind of squatting back there just a little bit. Not going to give him a fair shot until they get him standing up. Ty's real tall cowboy. Stands about 6'1", 6'2". Looks like he's got himself a smaller bull down there. All right.
Hey, what do you call a bull who's laying down? A bull that's what? Laying down?
Oh, now Ty's actually stood up off the bull. They're going to try to get that bull standing back up. Definitely want to thank some of our sponsors that we have down here, BBRB Bucking Bulls. You know, without your support, we would not have been able to be where we're at right now. So we certainly want to say hey to you. We want to say hey to all our fans back home tuning in. We know you're out there listening. We love you for it. And keep on tuning in. We've got more back on the ranch shows. We've got the Ross Hill Hour, you know, coming up on our deals. We got Matt Thompson down here, old Matt the Cat, bringing it to us. He's out there working for Ross tonight, selling cotton candy and Weezers to some of these young kids and having a great time. It's a great rodeo, man. It's a great weekend for a rodeo. It's a great night for a rodeo. Couldn't ask for better weather, and the fans down here are just fantastic. So here we go. Looks like Ty's kind of gotten things situated a little bit back down there now. We've got a couple more guys that are coming up, a few more Florida Cowboys. We're going to see them just a little bit later on. All right. Now, Ty is not going to be able to waste a whole lot of time in this bucking chute. You know, this is going to be an opportunity where he's going to have to make a decision where he gets up on that rope. He's going to nod his head. He can't think about it. He's just going to have to get up there and do it.
Just go with me here. You're the girl, right?
You know, Ty knows how to ride bulls, and we certainly expect him to do it right here tonight. All right, still not able to get that bull. Still not able to get that bull where he needs to be. Still having some trouble down there, but got to tell you, oh, looks like we got Ross Hill coming back at us.
I missed it. Ross,
I missed. Uh-oh.
Oh.
And Ross Hill is out here entertaining the crowds, loving it. He is feeling good tonight.
I'm going to be the road caller. All
right. have Matt Merritt down there giving Ross Hill a hard time.
So what?
All right. Man, I'll tell you what, Ty's just not having a good deal.
Yes, sir. From Louisiana. Yep. Now lives in North Carolina. In a series of good decisions.
Still can't, don't see Ty getting down there. He's actually up on the gate. They're just not getting that bull standing up like they need to, so he can get around there and take a route. Looks like they're going to move down to the next cowboy.
This was not really going to be funny.
They'll be coming out of the Dixie Livestock Buck and Shoot. They're going to work their way back down one.
And
see who the cowboy is here.
Same glass Monday in the third week. Yep, that's what I do during the week. And you got
all right.
This happened.
Well, Ty's is not having much luck. They still cannot get that bull standing up over there.
On the church, they could not tear out because there was a beehive in the wall. So, because of some kind of...
All right.
Are you saying? Hey, the Army has Rangers, the Navy has Fields, and all St. Glass has Matt Merrill. I went in the B2, dude, and I was...
Here we go with this next cowboy. He's getting ready, taking his rap right now.
They're all over him, dude. Really? I look like one of those bears, you see, like Winnie the Pooh.
John Mastrangelo is going to be the next cowboy. Plainsville, Georgia, travels with Alan Pippen. He's on a bull they call Muddle Puddle. All right, here he goes out to the left. Real hard around to the right. John staying with him. Big corner around back to the right. Kind of hop skipping now across the arena. Oh, we're going to have a qualified ride on this one. Oh, wait a second. I didn't hear a buzzer, but looks like we had ourselves a ride. I believe he was there for the whistle. Did not hear it down here at this end. They're tallying up some scores. Right now, John will be our sixth cowboy with the qualified ride. We've still got a few more left. Right now, our leader is going to be Joseph Milton with 79, and we've got Clay McIntyre there with score 71.
We get another cowboy ready to go.
All right. Clay McIntyre actually got his re-ride and took it. So we're going to take his 71 off the board. Okay. Here we go with our next cowboy, Clay McIntyre. Oh, hold on a second. We got to get Ralph back on live with us. Ralph Hill, bring it to us, man.
Man, I just want to point out my rodeo clown, Matt Merritt, my man. He is the rodeo clown for tonight and doing a handy job. He might have told one of the worst jokes I ever heard in my life, though. But anyway, we'll get to that later. We got a good hand here, Clay Mack, Jake McIntyre's younger brother, and you talk about Mack, man, he's going to get on this bull. This is his re-ride. I'm going to give him 86. Come on.
All right. Well, we're going to catch you to it now. Let's see what you got. Now, when you get a chance, you go over there and tell Matt Merritt he ain't saying this till he comes over here and becomes part of Team Making Eight.
I'm picking in and out on you. I got the figures behind me, so I'm just going to leave that quiet.
All right, man. Get back there. Get back to
the post. You can stay with me there.
Okay. Here we go. We're going to keep you on. Just be ready now. Clay McIntyre, we're going to keep you on the air, Ross.
Hey, Clay Mack, be a top hand, bro.
All right, here we go. Clay McIntyre, our first cowboy out. He's going to be out to the left. Oh, stay with him, Matt. Stay with him. Oh, you made himself a nice little wrap. Oh, man,
he made two good big moves. All he can do, man, Jacob, this is going to be one unhappy. Got tomorrow night to regain, so I look for him to be really sticky tomorrow night because he knows he just put that one under. So, anyway, much prop.
There's no doubt about it, Ross. I'll tell you what, that was a bad deal. Clay Mack took it all, man. He come out and really dug in, sat back over center, did a great job, but right there at the end of the buzzer, just not able to stay with it. So, down early, but definitely, can't discredit Clay Mack for taking that 71 off the board. Now, here we go with our next cowboy. He's going to be coming out of the oh, looks like we got Ross back on the hill, or back on the radio show.
This is a good friend of mine, Shane Barrettieri. This cowboy rides without a vest. He's a top hand. He's getting on a good bull right here. Give him a thumbs up. He's always right there close.
All right, here we go. Shane Barrettieri is going to be the cowboy. Don't be coming out of the pride bucking shoes. Let's see what she's got. There he goes out to the left. Oh, real hard to the right. Making a great little route. Oh, pulled him right out of his rope. Now, Ross is actually live with us. He was out there fighting the bulls while he was out there alive. Shane's not happy about it, man. I'll tell you, he had a good seat starting things off, just not able to stick with it. Bull turned back real hard to the right and made some really bad corners there. Pulled him back on his pockets and
took damn good right out of there.
Man. That was a tough ride there for Shane.
Yeah, that was awesome, man. Right out of there, he just hips and went with that bull. That bull fired out of there. Good 10 foot and come around that right, and I'm talking about did lick his tail. Shane Barrettieri is one of the best with sticking with fast, big bulls, bulls big and fast. He's got a set of clown stabbers on him that sure enough looks business, and I want to say this, Shane Barrettieri, keep your head up, cowboy. You done everything you can do with him right there to ride him.
Yeah, there's
Now that was cool.
Scott, did you just see that bull try to jump on that horse?
Yes, sir, I sure did. Now, it's a good thing it's not mating season out here. I'll tell you what.
Here he comes to me.
He is clearing the arena.
See me jump him. My only jump of the night right there, Scott. I hope you used that one.
Yes, sir. I hear you, man. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. That little bull just don't want no part of having them guys up on the fence. That bear almost got famous. Hey, that bear almost got famous for other reasons right there.
Make a remake. It's on.
Ugly bull.
Hey, Ross.
There's a mean dude.
Wait,
Justin. Bring him back out. He's a little angry. He's like a cop, you know? He's got a problem with everybody. I shouldn't have said
what
that.
What you guys are hearing back at home is actually Ross Hill's microphone set up right there, bringing you all the action. He's over there by the speaker, a little bit closer.
Because now you've got me.
Good job.
See that
cowboy.
Hat, Joe?
Yeah. All right, here we go.
You seen that? I spun it up there, that bull said.
Now,
that was
Ross,
all me right there. I'm taking 100% credit. Hope I'm not on air. Can you hear me now?
Air, Ross. You're on the air, Ross.
I'm on air. Well, I guess I can't hear the whole time, so I don't know what I need to say and what I don't need to say. Just
yeah.
Made a 1966 hat toss from 3/4 of the way down the arena to the outgate, and that bull shoot off and went straight in the pen.
Yeah, he sure did, Ross.
I got
credit for that one.
You got witnesses if you don't believe it.
Now, it had nothing to do with the horseman behind him, you know, swinging the rope and the gate.
Had nothing to do with that. Had nothing to do with that. He had done made 10 laps around that horse guy.
That's right, Ross. It was all you.
All right, we're looking at a good little spotted muley right here. I don't know what to expect out of this bull. I'm going to ask my contractor, Hard Todd. Todd, what's good about this bull?
All the bulls, them out there about 4 times down the left,
8 jumps. About 4 times, little spotted muley. He looked, he's supposed to turn back right here and fade all the way across the ramp.
All right.
Greg's is hosting this event, so I want to say that this son of a bitch is going to be there.
The cowboy, Andy Bland's going to be the cowboy coming out of the Massey logging buck and shoot. Here we go, Andy. Let's see what you got. Saw him last night up in Statesville, North Carolina. All right. Come on, Andy. Jump on his rope right now. Slide and ride, cowboy. Don't waste that time and effort. Shoot now. Oh, both trying to lay down on him. Little small spotted muley down there. All right, he's trying to get the thing in and make this work.
Hey, he's just a cat. Be easy with him in there. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Get off of him. Get off of him. No. Pull your flank, Callum.
All right.
Yeah, they're going to stand up and regroup.
It looks like they're going to have to regroup right here.
Well, that gives me a chance to, once again, to thank all of our wonderful sponsors.
You know what?
Hey, get
we're
ready
really
right
good.
Here. Be ready right here.
Looks like they might even be working their way on down to the next bucking shoot. The next cowboy that we're going to go down to. Let's see if they can get the cowboy standing up. Ross, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, tell us what's going on, man.
All right, this is one of Michael Riggs' little bulls. Supposed to be right there in the last fight all the way down the buck and shoot. Just a good son of a gun. We're looking at a good bull rider right here. We got two young matchups right here, so I'm gonna give the bull this one. I'm going thumbs up for the bull.
Okay. We saw Andy Bland up in Statesville last night. He actually had himself a qualified ride, looked really good doing it, and they didn't have a whole lot of those up there. So, you know what? I'm going to put my money on Andy Bland right here.
That'll work. Well, I got Michael Riggs' bull because I believe if he brings anything to the bull riding, it's going to be having his hammer cotton. You got the bull rider, it's going to be good.
All right,
too bad we ain't got an Alabama and Auburn going on right now.
That's right.
Alabama, Florida, excuse me.
This is pre-Auburn, Florida. Here we go, Andy. Out to the left now. Oh, the pull's up real hard. Rocking around away from the horse. Oh, the cowboy, stay with him.
Hey, hey.
Gonna be there at the buzzer.
Hey.
Oh, man. Oh, Kirk, it's gonna be a ride. It's gonna be close. You all right? Ross had to go step in a little bit. Bullfighter stepped in, and they call him Froggy. What's up, Ross?
Gotta say, your man right here is the top hand. He made an awesome ride. That bull gave him everything he could give him to throw him off. Blew up as high as he could, looked for that last. I gotta give it to my partner, Frog, right here, for taking one in the face, getting really in there and grabbing that bull when he needed to. It's always good to have a good partner. This thing is rocking.
Sir, man, we're watching some great bull riding going on right here. This guy gave it to him. He did get an 8-second whistle, Ross Hill. I'll tell you what. Now, Ross has gotten the microphone down. I think he's a little embarrassed because we're going to give him a preview. Uh-oh. 83 points for Austin Blanton. 83. Wow. Ross Hill's out here showing off like you wouldn't believe. He's on the barrel.
I didn't make it over.
I'll tell you what, man. If there's anything, you know, Ross has got to be in the spotlight. He has got to be in the spotlight. Now, looks like he's a little winded here.
Once again, we need you away from the fence. Get down, get off of the fence.
All right. He's kind of stretching himself back out there. Might have cramped up just a little bit. Ross took a little lick from that bull right there, just entertaining the crowd, putting it to him. Now, Ross is what Rob Smith would call a true bullfighter. When they can't get a bull out of the arena, Ross Hill's going to step in there and entertain. Oh, Froggy.
Get up. Hey.
Froggy's staying up. Turning the barrel just a little bit. I tell you, he had some raps with that bull.
Got him,
man. Yes, sir. Man, it's like a freestyle deal all over again.
It's getting crazy. Rob Smith would love every minute of this. We're freestyling the bull here with no flank. It don't get no better. I tried jumping him off the barrel. He stopped on me. So I think it's still, what did he say, 3/4 complete? I landed on my feet.
I'll give you that, Rob. Hey. Now, Now, I got to tell you, we were talking about that. That bull rider, you gave it to the bull. I gave it to the bull rider. Is that a preview of the Florida Alabama game coming up this fall? All right. Oh, he's still with me. Yeah, that little bull is just young. He don't know where the hole is. He's going to find it here before the night's over. Hey, Ross, I got to ask you, though, man. What do you think about that? You took the bull. I took the bull rider. I think that's a preview of the Florida-Alabama deal.
Hey, say it again, Scott.
Hey, you took the bull. I took the bull rider. I think that's a preview of the Florida-Alabama game coming up this fall. Ross Hill's having some out there. We're going to actually kind of mute him here for a second. All right. They're still working on getting this bull out of the arena. This guy is just not wanting to get it. They call him gambler. And tell you what, that's kind of what he had to do, is just gamble. Andy Bland made a great ride and ended up putting him in first place there with a score of 83. Score of 83 for Andy Bland. That is our new leader. And way to get it done. All right. He was real close, rode around on the side of that bull for a little bit. Was able to get in there and get it done. All right, we're going to see who the next cowboy is. Austin Gross is going to be the cowboy. Now, finished fourth in Statesville last night. He's on a bull they call Wipeout. He's from Arcadia, Florida, riding with Team Making 8 this weekend. So let's see what you got, Austin. He's going to need a score higher of 83 points to put him in the lead, but they are having a short round, too, so it's going to be the best out of two bulls. Coming out of the Pride Carriers Buck and Shoot. All right, here we go, Austin. Up on his rope, bull kind of hopping around just a little bit in there. Here we go, out to the left. Stay with it, Austin, around to the right. Oh, real hard corner, not able to stay with it. Pulled him back on his pockets. You know what, when that bull was just had a lot of buck and a lot of spin to him, pulled him back to the outside, back on his pockets. See, just kind of blew out there and not able to stay with him. Blew him right out the back door. So it's going to be a no score for Austin. But he's going to be back here tomorrow night. We will see him again. All right, we got to check back down to Ross Hill. Ross Hill's trying to get mic'd up here. We're going to see what you got. Ross, you with us?
That was one of Art Todd's finest. That's a calf, little white bull. Jumped out there and ginned it up like any PBR would love to see one. Austin was just a dead gun day late and a dollar short. Didn't make that third corner and shifted his hips, and that's all she wrote. We got a guy coming up right here. I really feel like fixing to do something. He come from Pennsylvania, so I really think he's going to look at doing so. He's with Shane Barrett-Terry. You know he's here, got his mind. His mind on his money and his money on his mind.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, he's on a bull they call Yellow Whale. Ross Hill, what you think about him, man? You think he's going to do it? He's going to need a score higher than 83 points right here. Austin Bland is the one in the lead right now with a score of 83, but we've got a couple more riders that can do it at 500. Says Jeff can do it right here. Let's see what you got, cowboy. Coming out of the massive wall, can't stop hitting bucks.
Oh, no, I would have been hit.
I gave him the one, two, and that second one slipped. I said, oh, dang. And he stopped, and I felt it come around.
Right.
Hot, though. He bucked, too. I like that white bull.
Yeah.
Peach Creek is where he's from. Let's do it to it, cowboy. Out to the right. Bull's just kind of sitting right back there at the buck and shoots into his hand. Oh, you know what? Jeff was spurring that bull. And might have just cost him the ride. Man, oh, man. Tough luck right there for Jeff. Man, that's a long trip all the way from Pennsylvania.
Shane, did you holler to him? I know you did.
Tell you what, he was too. He was out there just jumping at him, giving him some time.
Hey, hey, hey,
able to do it. Not able to do it. Yeah, no, boy. Hey. All right, Cody Martin's going to be the next cowboy from Butler, Georgia. Going to be on a bull they call Disturbed.
All right, man. Bull man now.
109. All right. Here we go. Cody Martin, let's see what you got.
Hey, Cody Martin.
Coming out of the Dixie Livestock Bucking Shoot.
Told me in Fort Worth last year.
This bull right here went to Houston, went to San Antonio, and went to Fort Worth last year. We got a top man on him. I say he does it.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Looking good.
Oh,
here he comes.
Martin. Around to the right. Back around to the left. Oh, not able to do it. Man, oh, man.
Good job on the wheelie, though.
My fucking knee was hurting at that time. So I didn't want to get out.
All right, well, got to apologize for this. You know what, rodeo fans, you're getting it live right here in Claxton, Georgia. There's no doubt about it. So when we got Ross Hill on the line, ain't no telling what's going to come out. But you know what, we're going to bring you the action. We're going to step back in with him now. Ty Harris is getting down there warming up his rope right now. We saw Ty earlier today. Wasn't able to get down on the bull. Bull kind of laid down on him in the buck and shoots. He had to end up going back and redoing it. They moved on, went down to the next bull rider. So we're going to see Ty Harris right here. One of the other guys riding for Team Making Eight, he's on a bull they call Red Velvet.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Go back to Ty Harris now, off 7, Red Velvet.
All right. Hang on a second. Ross, you with us?
This guy right here, Scott, rode all the way up here from Florida with you. Like we said, riding for the brand Team Making Eight. This kid right here has really been making a lot of improvements and just showing the qualities of a top hand, following some of his fellow riders, Jake and Clay McIntyre, Brian Carson, Caleb Sanderson, you name them, they're there, BJ. I mean, we could go on and on from Florida, but I want to say this kid right here is one of the next coming, and I'm going to give him a thumbs up on this bull. This bull is really hooky. He's going to try to get in his head a little bit, him being a young kid, this bull could possibly get in his head because he knows to run him over, but same time, I think he's got enough original background that you know, he can't get hooked if he's on the back of him. So I look for him to ride him.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, they're actually having problems with that bull. He is not able to get down on it. He actually had to get back up again, man. What's going on down there, Ross? Go get that bull straightened out so this bull cowboy can make a ride.
I'm tired of messing with that. Man, I'm down here talking to you. I got it made right now.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, I'll tell you what, we're glad that you're able to join us down here, you know, and bring us a little bit of the action from right there in the middle of the arena. It don't get much closer to that. Fans that are listening back home, we're not going to get any closer to the bull riding action than what we have right now.
I wish somebody would come take my spot here now and again when I'm underneath them seeing their bellies flop by me.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Well, you definitely done a fantastic job. You and Froggy both, man, doing a great job looking after these bull riders tonight. Hi, Ross. Talk to me now. Well, what's going on down there in the bucking chute?
It looks like Ty Harris. All right, you're going to cut me off. This bull's a little bit mean. I'm going to set my mic down.
All right. Now, it looks like they're going to end up turning this bull out. This may be an opportunity for Ross to get out here and play around with this bull. They say he's a little hooky, so they're going to give Ty a re-ride before he even gets a chance to get on this first bull. They're going to have to get him a second bull. That bull is just not cooperating at all in there. All right, looks like they're getting ready to turn this bull out. You'll see if Ross Hill's going to play with him just a little bit. Got him mic'd down so, you know, we won't have to hear all the language and things like that. Jeremy Baldwin is where they're going to move down to now.
Red Velvet.
Oh, here we go. Red Velvet is up.
Way to go, Red Velvet.
All right. Looking for a horseman out here to kind of get in there, push him in.
Some
Matt's on. You're
going
to have to go after somebody else.
All right. Bulls just kind of looking around there. They say he's a real hooky little son of a gun. You'll see, haven't seen too much action out of him. He's just kind of sitting back relaxing right now. Going to try to get this thing out of the arena so he can move down to the next bull rider. All right. He's working his way on down the outgate. He's got an eye on it. There he goes. Good job with the bullfighters and all stepping in there and pulling that bull down in there. All right. Definitely want to thank Zebra as well as, you know, everybody down here, Art Todd and everybody for bringing us in. Letting us bring you all the play-by-play action right here in Claxton, Georgia. We're having a great time. Great night for a rodeo. Jeremy Baldwin's going to be the next cowboy. All right.
We're going to get a reride on the other
floor. All right, Ross. Ross Hill's got his mic up here. We're going to see what you got. Ross, are you with me? Oh, can you hear me? All right. Ross putting it down now. Looks like Jeremy is ready to go. Coming out of the Massey Oil Buck and Shoot. Getting up on his rope. Mongoose is going to be the bull. There we go. Out to the left. Oh, real hard. Hung up. Bullfighter stepping in there. Ross Hill and Froggy doing a great job. Not going to do it for old Cody Martin there. Man, oh, man. All right. Looks like we got one more cowboy left before the short round.
We got one more bull. Here he comes.
They're going to have to bring him up. Ty Harris.
You got another stick in the barrel?
Yeah. Well, we're going to a few minutes.
All right.
A new
bull. My knee, man, when I landed, it went kind of in and out. Man, oh, man. Here we go. Ty's getting things ready. They got the bull loaded up in the chute right now.
I like that little white. He's kind of hanging up running up right here.
Don't see if we can
get
one right behind
it.
It's
short round. You'll lock
here. Where's my dancing?
All right. Todd's working on getting things ready. All right. All right, let's go, Ty. Get it on your mind now, cowboy. Trying to look down there with Ross Hill to see. Now, Ty is actually getting things up. He actually had to put his rope on the bull now as well, so he's kind of running a little bit behind. All right. Ross Hill, you with us? Ross, can you hear me?
I'm with you, buddy. Well, we're back to your man. He got him a reride. That bull wasn't act right. And, you know, the PBR has set high standards for the bull riding and for the judging and for fairness of the bull riders. And, you know, these guys actually got a reride on a bull that stand up or wouldn't stop leaning. You know what I'm saying? And just it's just complete. Almost like a gift to have that, because back in the day when you was riding these older guys, Michael Greaves riding, you know, a lot of them contractors kick the latch on you before they give you another bull.
Yeah, you're right about that, Ross. Well, I got a tank, man. He's in a break, but we're going to see what he can do now. He's another bull. Do you know anything about this bull that he's about to get on?
Scott, I can barely hear anything you're saying, man.
Okay,
I'm going to have
buddy.
To let you wing this. I just want to say that I'm rooting for your bull rider from Florida. Give him a thumbs up, about a mid-80s.
All right, 10-4. Well, I'll tell you what, if he's in the mid-80s, he'll definitely be a leader going in the short round. Now, we're going to kind of do a recap here for you, let you know what's going on. Austin Blanton is your leader with a score of 83. We got Joseph Milton in there with a score of 79. We got Brian Corson, part of Team Making 8, in there with a score of 75. Those are your top three right now. They're bringing six back to the short round. All right, here we go. Come on, Ty. Get it on your mind, cowboy. All right.
I'm over here.
Ty, warming up his rope right now, coming out of the Massey Oil Company fucking shoe.
This thing's going to have a cat.
All right, Ross over there talking with Froggy, talking with the bullfighter there. This is going to be the final one before the short round. I believe we're going to have a little bit of an act, take a quick intermission, let y'all take a break.
Here we go. Now, the Arcadia, Florida Cowboys is going to get on
All right, here we go. Ty Harris, get it on your mind now. Let's go. See what you got. Out to the right. Blows up real hard. Oh, hard corner around the right. Not able to do it. Come on, Ty. Man, oh, man. Just not able to make that route. When that pull come out and made the corner, you know, just not going to be enough. So, all right. Now, we've got six coming back to the short go. We are going to let you know who is coming back, what bulls they have, and who's going to end up with the money. Rodeo fans, you're listening to Seabrook Live right here on Making8.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Five-time world champion Rob Smits, you're listening to Making8.com.
Troubles ain't nobody can be as happy as me. I'm a rodeo man. Rode all the tough ones, made sons of bitches. I broke some bones, I took hundreds of stitches. But there ain't nothing to it if you stick to my plan. Be proud or hell, be a rodeo man. Someday I'll make it to the top of the world. I'll drive a Cadillac, have all kinds of girls. I'll be the envy of all the time. Thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man. Booster I polished in my Stetson's on the tire. Fixing the rifle back to the buffalo. Yeah, my muscles are hard and my face is tight and tan. Tonight they'll be proud I'm a rodeo man. I'm gonna make it to the top of the world. Warm up the Cadillac, won't you call up the girls? Tonight I'll join the very top hand. If thank God Almighty I'm a rodeo man. If thank God Almighty I'm a rodeo man.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence.
just all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you. I'll break a thousand more, baby. Woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman blush, and I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad. Bad.
Get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds. It's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero. A life of infamy is my destiny. I got myself knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, started, couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. Go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know it's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Rob Coleman. Cowboys, they never about folding. Too busy living life, all out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. To go ahead. To go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. To go ahead and say I won't. I think it's serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running the mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stopped and couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8 is a winner.
Now, right now, we've got six qualified rides. We've got six Cowboys here ready to get it on. Now, we've got a couple guys here we're going to talk about. Brian Corson, one of the team making eight members right here. go see what he can do. This guy is no stranger to the short round. We've seen him back here lots of times. We've got John Mastrangelo. We've seen him down in LaBelle, Florida. We've seen this guy around travels with Alan Pippen. This guy's also ready to go. We've got some cowboys from all over. Right now, Austin Blanton, who we had the opportunity to see up in Statesville last night, is down here in the lead with a score of 83 points. Now, I'll tell you right now, you can almost wipe those off the board. These cowboys that are getting on these bulls right here really have it. You know, they're going to get some big points off these bulls in the short round, so anything can happen. Looks like our first cowboy is going to be Brian Corson, coming out of the Massey Oil Company Buck and Shoot. He's down there taking his pull right now. Brian Corson, and this guy, PBR finalist in 2005, made it to Vegas. Ended up out there with a broken ankle, but he has recovered, and he is out riding bulls like a young guy. Here we go with Brian Corson. He's going to be out to the right. Hang on, Brian. Out to the right, kind of belly rolling around, back to the left. Really belly rolling. Brian, stay with him now, real hard to the right. Don't let go, Brian. I'll tell you what, he's going to be close to the buzzer. That's going to be a qualified ride right there. There's no doubt about it. Brian is pumped up. Ross Hill jumping in there, saving him a little bit, pulling the bull off of him. We got a qualified ride. I'm telling you, that's 8 seconds. Judges are making the scores right now. We did not hear the buzzer. 82 points for Brian Corson. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Team making eight right there. That's bull riding right there. That guy did not give up. He had a really bull that just come out, did a lot of belly rolling back and forth. But now we've got our leader that was coming into the short round. Austin Bland is going to be the next cowboy. Actually leads with a score of 83. Now, that went away when Brian made his ride. It's going to be up to Austin to go ahead. He's going to need a bigger score. Looks like he's going to need about a 74. So if he makes this ride right here, chances are he will go back into the lead.
You were there.
All right.
Down.
Those
cowboys are real deal.
Here we go with Austin Blake coming out of the Dixie Livestock Buck and Shoot coming out to the right.
All right. 83 points. Now, keep in mind, Brian Corson.
All right.
Two bulls, 75-82.
Let's go, Austin. See what you got, cowboy. Taking his rap right now. Here we go, here we go. Austin's up on his rope right now. Cannot waste that time in there with these bulls. You know, the more time you spend in there, the more time you have to think about it. And
83 points on the first bull.
He's going to need a lot right here. Come on, Austin, let's go. He is not happy with something in that buck and shoe right there, just kind of shifting around. The bull might be laying on him just a little bit. All right, here we go. Come on,
Austin.
Gate man's ready. Tell you what, not going to have a big opportunity for these bulls to take it. You got to take it as soon as you can.
Come on, now make a little bit of noise. We can help him out in the big win.
We've got a great crowd, and nobody has left. Let me tell you, everybody is packed in. We've got guys that are standing up over here by the Making 8 tailgate truck, bringing you all the play-by-play action. Let me tell you, these guys are out here just raring to go. All right. Austin is just not happy with something in there. Looks like they're going to give him a re-pull right here. They're going to pull on his rope. All right. Now, this guy wants to make sure everything is just right. Here we go. Come on. There we go. Dixie Livestock, Duck and Shoot. Austin's got himself a pull. Get up on that rope now, cowboy, make a ride.
Big thanks to the Richie family. We want the bull right short, but the bull's still not helping the cowboy out.
Man, he is just, he's not going to have much of an opportunity now once that gate opens. He's going to be able to drop his leg down. He's nodding his head right now. Here he comes out to the right. Real hard corner away from his hand. Kind of spinning him back. Not going to do it. Brought down at about 6 seconds for that cowboy. Man, tough luck. Tell you what, he had a nice pull, too. That was definitely enough to get him back into the paycheck window. But, man, not going
to
do it. With a score of 83. Right now, Brian Corson leads with a score of 157.
Hilarious.
Going to move on down to the Suzuki Polaris fucking shoot.
I want a sea goose. You want a sea goose? Dude, I
can have see who the next cowboy is right there.
I want those guys that buy a sea goose. And if you see people that like, have money and stuff, they take their sea goose and pull them with their little trailers and they go on their way. You know what I'll do? I have like PVC pipe around and duck gun off the thing.
All right, here we go with the next cowboy.
Watch this bull right here. Here's the bull just recently. They were 88 points on the billboard.
Here we go. John Mastrangelo, here we go, cowboy. Traveling partners with Alan Pippen. Let's see what you got, John.
It's your man. We need to make you come right. We got a Florida cowboy atop the lead.
Here we go. All right, John, around to the right, back around to the left, right out the fucking chute. Oh, man. Get up, John. Bullfighter step in there, help John get out of the arena. All right, not going to do it. Man, I'll tell you what, those corners right there, and really, John had nowhere to go. He was up against the fucking chute and just could not step up. Bullfighter's jump in there and just really saved his neck, pulled that bull away from him. So good job for the bullfighters. You know, this is more than just a bull riding show here. These bullfighters have got to step in there. Now, we actually had Ross mic'd up here for the round two, and he said, you know what, these bulls are no joke. These bulls mean business, and he's going to focus on what he had to do, and he did it right there with John. So John's over there shaking hands with him. It's going to be no score, but he's going to leave out of here. I'm not actually sure what his score in the first round was, but we're going to see what he's got. Might be enough to get him back to the paycheck window. We got three more riders left now. Right now, Brian Corson's in the lead with a score of 157. We got Austin Blanton in the score with an 83.
Hey, what type of guard? 10 to 12. Hanging out. He's the Chevrolet.
All right. Here we go with Matt Waters. Now, Matt Waters comes in with a score of 72. He'll be coming out of the Southern Foam and Coating buck and shoot. All right, let's see what you got, Matt. Let's go, Matt. See what you got. Get it on your mind, cowboy. There'll be a left-handed bull rider coming out to the left. All right, here he comes. Out to the left now. Into his hand. Turn him. Stay out. Stay out. Oh, he's brought around into the well now. Bull turned back to the right. Kind of getting run over a little bit. Bullfighter stepping in there, kind of helping him out. Man, tell you what. Now, that's just something you don't see every day either. This guy, Matt, is actually out there with no vest on. Man, takes a lot of guts. I don't know if I can do it. That's risky business right there. That is risky business right there. But it's going to be a tough night. He's going to walk out there and score 72. We're down to two. Down to two riders to see if they've got what it takes to come up here in front of Team Making Eight. Right now, we're going to walk out of here with our heads held high because that's going to bring Brian to the paycheck. check window. There's no doubt about it. Here we go with the Massey Lodging or Massey Logging Buck and Shoot. Massey Logging right out of Claxton, Georgia. Tyler Walk is going to be the cowboy coming in with 473. There he goes. Out to the left. Buck right there in the chute. Kind of pulled him off. Not going to happen. Going to be a tough night for Tyler. Going to leave out of here with score 73. Man, oh, man. That bull actually just jumped up and down, straight up and down right there in the bucking chutes before he came out. And hopefully that was enough to start the time clock. I don't think that bull actually crossed the plane. But Tyler stayed with him for the first couple jumps. Just not able to do it. We're down to one. We're down to one cowboy. Joseph Milton. Now, he was the leader atop most of the long ride was 479. He was in the first session. We're going to see what Joseph Milton can do right here, right now. Coming out of the Dizzy Livestock Bucking Chute.
Well, this guy started out with a white.
This guy is a hand, knows how to ride some bulls. We're going to see what he can do right here. He's going to need a score of at least 78. Tie with Brian Corson.
David, I was just in Carson tomorrow at Eastern Chevrolet. The first 100 people to come are going to get an autograph poster by all the cowboys.
Here we go. Coming out of the Dixie Livestock Buck and Shoot. Call us for the gate, Joseph Milton. Wow, pulled his throw back and blew him off his rope. Man, oh, man. I'll tell you what, that bull, if he was over by the fence, he could have cleared it. I mean, that bull was at least 6 foot up in the air.
Well,
man.
Standing bull right there.
Well, he's going
to
walk out of here with his LI as well. It's going to be a third place finish for Joseph Milton with score 79. But that's right. Bull riding fans, team making eight member, Brian Corson is going to be the leader. You know, when you think he's out, don't ever count him out. Brian Corson, that man right there, 36 years old, knows how to get it done. Fans have been out here outstanding tonight. Nobody's walking away. Everybody's out here tipping their hat to him. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to see the live right here. I want to thank y'all. Remind you that we're going to be right back at it tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern time, for our second night here in Claxton, Georgia. I want to thank y'all for tuning in, rodeo fans. Until tomorrow night, y'all get a grip with Making8.com.
Hi, this is Brian Corson, and you're listening to Making8.com.
After party again.
Well, the man from down under, Brendan Clark, put a hurtin' on the hammer. And J-Dub, your heart's girlfriend, sang the Star Spangled Banner. Well, his trough player got him standing for the hometown Louisiana crowd. And Sean Willingham's blue chaps represent the old dirty South. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Clifford's playing the after party again. Well, old Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's fine. We got Sonny Clifford playing the after party. Playing the after party.